Welcome back to the final segment of the Bigger Picture for Saturday, January the 10th, 2023. The wonderful coastal Georgia station, AM 1100 WCGA, has been kind enough and perhaps foolish enough to allow me to have a microphone to talk to you about the great burden that's on my heart, which is the imminent threat to this nation because of our spiritual failure. And if you move religion aside, and that's not your cup of tea, it's an error on your part, but if that's the way it is, I still can tell you from a secular point of view, America is in grave geopolitical danger. We have a threat against us. Dr. Peter Vincent Pry of a congressional commission briefed our senators and our representatives several times over the 20 years that that institution existed. He knows, and many of our top scientists, our military, what few decent military leaders we have left understand it, those certainly in the past understand it, that we're at a point now under considerable threat, and we don't have the leadership in this country to deal with it. And the enemy already knows it, so saying it on air like this isn't being treasonous. It's just a reality. We don't have the leadership in America anymore that is focused on the priorities and what's right. They've gotten off on some really stupid and dangerous things. So it's this little radio station, wonderful coastal Georgia, WCGA, AM 1100, that is crazy enough to think that through the programming of this station, which includes The Bigger Picture with your host Woody, 10 o'clock every Saturday morning, repeated at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, that with this programming we can reawaken America, and if we can get enough people to come alongside us as we do, we invite people to do through our mobility meetings once a month, to come alongside, we can turn this into a juggernaut station that will serve a large portion of the Southeast and preach the message of get ready, folks, because we're in trouble. We're in spiritual and we're in secular trouble, and it's going to take good men standing up to change it, and those are good men supported by those, well, not every man can have a good wife like I have, but, you know, almost as good. Godly women who have that essential sixth doctrine, the essential role of women and what that is. Women today are fighting against and don't know what it is, but most powerful woman on earth is going to tell us in a couple of weeks. But men must stand up and take action, and we do so with firmness of jaw and narrowed eyes and deliberate, accurate speech. This far and no further. And we take those actions allowed to us by our Constitution to push back and regain what has been lost for the benefit of every racial and ethnic group in this country, because all of us have participated to achieve what God purposed. And we cannot turn away from doing that now. Enough said on that point. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you to do something. My program may not be your cup of tea. Believe me, I understand that. Sometimes Cindy has trouble just, you know, hanging in there with me. I'm a pretty caustic individual. I'm a military and civilian pilot, command pilot, and that tends to make us a little bit, well, overbearing at times. But in order to survive in the aviation arena, particularly the global aviation arena, you got to be pretty tacked down and pretty decisive in what you do. And if you don't, you don't survive. So I have survived through 15,000 flying hours and 20-something airplanes, military and civilian. I've flown some of the most powerful people in the world to places where powerful people need to want to go. And as a fly on the wall in those places where I've been, in both the presence of the people and in the circumstances of which they were there, I've learned and seen a lot that very few people will have a chance to do. And at the same time, as a Christian reading the Word of God, I understand the direct coalescence between human geopolitical affairs right now and what the Word of God says. And if you don't know it and you think I'm a nut, that's fine, but it's to your eventual distress. We're in a momentous time, a very momentous time in history of America and of the world. And we need to be doing something about it. And the first step, of course, is prayer and knowing the Word of God, which the average American professing Christian has no clue of what's in the Word of God. And that's easy to prove with a simple test that can be given 10 questions. And most of them don't pass. But we also don't pray. And I'm speaking to myself now. We must be in continuous conversation with our Heavenly Father. And AM 1100, WCGA, Wonderful Coastal Georgia, and this program, The Bigger Picture, seeks to push you to align yourselves with those words. That is, remember that America, as Donald Trump said, was once great. And we need to be great again, but we need also to be humble before Father God, to pray, to seek His face, and turn from our wicked ways, which means finding a way to correct our corrupted election process, to choose the right people. And right now, it's none other than Donald Trump. He's the tip of the spear. And if you are moving in any other direction, you're foolish or you are subversive. Yeah, I stand on that. All right, join me next week while I continue my quest to get myself in trouble. And I hope that you will tune in 10 o'clock on the 17th of June. God bless you.